I guess you guys decided to go ahead and do something afterwards the other night about the pool.
I guess we did, didn't we? Well, we had our work session the other night after our council meeting, and we had some really good discussion, a presentation by Bart Cranning, which is the park superintendent. And so I guess the final thing on that was that we are going to go ahead and move forward with the pool. We are going to have to bid it back out, of course, because we, you know, passed the deadline that we can use the other estimates. So we will be putting it back out for bid. We're excited about it. There's going to maybe possibly be a few changes to what we'd hoped for, before on the plans, but I don't think it's going to hurt anything at all on the pool, on how it's going to be. One of the changes, of course, will be the concession stands. We had a pretty elaborate concession stand in that bid, and actually it had restaurant quality equipment in it.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't really need that, you know,
right
now. So that's something we thought, well, we could cut back on that. So we looked at some other areas that maybe we could just make some small cutbacks. So we've come up with a new way to do this. We're going to bid it out at a lower base and then have alternates added on. Mm-hmm. And just see what alternates we can put back on
to
stay within our budget.
When do you guys anticipate it might open?
I'm going to say probably since we're the start that we're getting right now, it could very possibly, I even hate to say this, be 2023. I mean, I would like to think that it could be next year, but I think it's just going to have to depend on how quickly everything moves for us.
Okay. And then, you know, that's, as we've said, you know, this is something, it's an amenity that we want. Question is,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, but this is also an amenity that's like the golf course. Everybody wants it, but can you make enough money to break even, at least break even with something like this?
Right. And with the pool, the aquatic center, that's something that has never really been, or, you know, anything to bring revenue in. It never broke even, not in all my years that I was in the clerk treasurer's office. You know, it was more, it's an amenity for the community. So you don't make a lot of money off of it, but it's what we can provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important. I know people want the pool. I know that's a top priority right now.
Okay.
And I know the council, you know, is behind that. They want it to move forward. Now we just have to figure out how we're going to do that and still stay within our financial situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's going to be some exciting things there. We're hoping for a lazy river. We're hoping for some slides. There's going to be a kiddie area, and it's going to be family-oriented. That's our goal, is to have this family-oriented.
Okay.
It's going to be a lap pool, so it's going to be something for everyone.
Okay.
Mayor, I heard someone asked on Facebook last night if it would be heated. We're not paying for a heated pool, are we? Just the sun, right?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
the sun's going to heat that.
Okay, good.
That would be nice.
Right.
Can you imagine the expense of
that?
Oh, no,
no, I can't.
That's like saying, can we have an air conditioner as well?
Yeah. All right.
One other thing I did want to ask you, Judy, you know, and I don't know if you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys probably talked about this in a work session, is that? You still going to still meet at the Community Schools of Frankfort, or what's your latest with that?
Okay, so we decided that through March, we're planning on staying at the Community Schools of Frankfort. We're hoping in April to get back to the city building in the council chambers.
Okay.
If everything continues in the direction it's going right now, that's our plan, is to in April go back to the council chambers.
All right. That's what I was, that's the things I wanted to ask you about, because that's, anything else come out of that work session that was really vitally important other than what we already knew about?
We talked just briefly on the training complex, and we have decided that the city is going to go ahead and contribute to that complex. We believe in it. We think it's something very important for our community. So we are going to go ahead and support that, which I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be really great for us. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's pretty much what we
I think those were the main things that was on that. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on any of that?
Can't think of anything. We're just excited because we think we're going to have events this spring, this summer. It's going to be a fun year.
Okay.
We're going to make the best year.
All right. Sounds
Yay!
Good.
I love the optimism. Thanks, Mayor.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks, Judy. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.